In CI News this week, the Health Secretary pledges to vote against legalising assisted suicide. A woman is fined £20,000 for offering to talk inside an abortion censorship zone. And a bus displaying John 3:16 will soon be spreading the gospel around Glasgow. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 11th of April. I'm Angus Saul. The Health Secretary has reiterated his opposition to Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill. Wes Streeting voted against the proposals last year and told BBC Radio 4's Today programme, "No, I won't be voting for it." If the bill passes third reading, it will proceed to the House of Lords. The Health Secretary emphasised that his position on this is clear and he disagrees on the merits of the bill overall. A woman has been fined £20,000 for holding a sign inviting conversation inside an abortion censorship zone. 64-year-old Dr. Livia Tosici Bolt was found guilty after holding a sign saying, "Here to talk if you want," near a British Pregnancy Advisory Service clinic in Bournemouth. She made no mention of abortion or pregnancy. Her case has garnered international attention as the US State Department posted on social media that they were monitoring her case as an example of how the UK is restricting free speech. Speaking following her conviction, Tosici Bolt agreed that her case raises alarm bells over the UK's attitude to freedom of expression.
"This is a dark day for Great Britain. I was not protesting, nor did I harass, intimidate, or obstruct anyone. All I did was offering consensual conversation in a public space, as in my basic rights. And yet, this court has found me guilty. Freedom of expression is in a state of crisis in the UK."
Her legal counsel, Lorcan Price, warned that everyone who cares about free speech should care about buffer zones. The final of a women's professional pool tournament was contested by two biological men. Harriet Haynes and Lucy Smith, who are both male but identify as female, competed in the event 2 final of the Ultimate Pool Women's Pro Series. Protests were held at the event decrying it for unfairness and erasure of women. Oliver Brown, chief sports writer for the Daily Telegraph, called out the administrators for sacrificing women's right to fair sport on the altar of gender ideology. Other sportswomen have also hit the headlines for taking a stand against biological men competing in women's sports. Disc golfer Abigail Wilson walked off the course in protest at a tournament in Tennessee, stating, "Females must be protected in our division. This is unfair. I refuse to play." Just days before, fencer Stephanie Turner similarly refused to participate in a competitive bout in Maryland when she found that she was pitted against Redmond Sullivan, who was competing in men's events just 2 years ago. And finally, a bus emblazoned with John 3:16 will soon be spreading the gospel around Glasgow. Hope by the Roadside announced the project in collaboration with First Bus, with plans to display Bible verses across 16 vehicles in the coming weeks. Speaking to the Institute, organiser Paul Jenkinson shared his enthusiasm at the landmark venture in Glasgow city centre.
Hope by the Roadside started in 2016 with basically a really straightforward mission to share the Word of God with as many individuals as we can. When you read in Romans 10 and verse 7, it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." And now, as we did then, we are utterly convinced that the world today needs Christ. And it's amazing that we can display Bible verses, not only on billboards in different countries, but now on the back of buses, verses like "Christ died for our sins." And it's a wonderful privilege to introduce, but oftentimes reintroduce people to my Saviour and how he too can be their saviour. So we're thrilled that we are able to start this new campaign with the buses.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.